Billed as the largest gastronomic event in the Czech Republic, a new 10-day Czech beer festival is up and running at the Holešovice Fairgrounds in Prague. Since Saturday, visitors to the festival have been enjoying not only the large selection of Czech beers on offer in the numerous shady tents, but also food, live music and a carnival atmosphere. Jamie Brindley went along and brought back this report.
When I arrived at the Holešovice Fairground, the festival was in full swing, with hundreds of people sampling different brews and enjoying the sunshine. Over a couple of cold mugs of pivo, Max Munson, an American expatriate living in Prague and one of the event's organizers, explained what the goals and intentions of the beer festival are and what's on offer there this week.
Well, you know, we're coming from a beer culture, and there's a lot of fests around the Czech Republic, and it's always a plastic cup beer fest with rock music and various people laying around on the ground. We were trying to avoid anybody laying around on the ground. We wanted restaurant-style service. We wanted beer in a mug. We wanted to make sure that when people walked in, they felt much more comfortable no matter what kind of position they had in life, and set a new standard for what a festival could be like.
With 10,000 seats and hoping to attract as many as 200,000 visitors over the 10 days, the festival is welcoming visitors both from the Czech Republic and further afield. Max Munson again.
It's amazing. We've seen different groups each day. I would say The farthest extreme we had was a 50% with Czechs and tourists. Otherwise, it's about 70% Czech from what I've been able to see, and 30% a mix of all different kinds of tourists. You know, this is not the groups of English coming in with stag parties. This is couples, there are families, there's Australians, plenty of English, Americans. The tourists get a kick out of not only the higher-end service and quality of the festival, but I think they really like the fact that they get 32. We added two more beers today to getting all the different beers in one place, served the way they should be.
The festival has plenty of food on site to soak up all that beer, but whatever you fancy eating, you'll be paying for it with the festival's very own currency, the tolar, as Max goes on to explain.
We've got our own currency. I don't know if you've heard about the currency, but you walk in the door and Czech crowns don't work in the festival. Instead, you change money with a money changer that you'll find throughout the festival, who will change every 39 crowns that you have into one tolar. And then in any tent that you go to, whichever beer you order, you can buy it for one tolar. Or you can buy some hermeline, $4, some other foods, some goulash, or a slice of the bull that they're grilling out there every day.
Foreign visitors enjoying the beer in the sunshine were certainly impressed by the whole festival.
Yes, my first time to the beer festival and my first time to Prague. It's great. I love it. The beer is so cheap and so good. I love it.
It's awesome. It's lovely.
What's the best bit?
The beer, of course.
Judging by the party atmosphere, the lively hustle and bustle in the beer tents and the clink of beer mugs everywhere, this seems to be a view which most visitors held at the festival. The Czech Beer Festival continues until the 1st of June.
Jamie Brindley working hard at the Holešovice Beer Festival.